In there, real eight.
When I was a boy in school, I couldn't understand why Jews should join a Jewish club. And somebody formed a Jewish club in my hometown in Wiesbaden. And we had an exchange of articles in the Jewish community paper. Because I could not understand why there should be a Jewish club. Now I understand people have a social need. But when you are 17, you would not accept that there are social needs. Right? You are too strong for that. And then I started to put names and saying, look, all those, I've mentioned names, they were German champions, they were in the Olympic Games. They didn't come to Jewish clubs. And there starts a story which comes now to an end, 67 years later, which I write in my introduction. But they are also keen to have that, because a lot of what I told now is in form of writing in it and so on. And there's so many personal things, you know. Nothing to do with you now. I'm writing about 1948 Olympic Games, and Germany is not admitted. And the BBC asked me, could you report on the Olympic Games? We went to White City on a speech test. And there were people from all nations, Russians and so on. And they all said, what would you, and all, everybody kept something they would like to talk about it. And somebody said, I didn't pay attention, as I always don't. And they said to me, Samir, you may have never listened, but there's only one thing left now you can talk about, and that's throwing the hammer. So when the green light goes on in an hour's time or so, you have to talk about throwing the hammer. We were on the other end of the stadium. I couldn't see what was going on. The green light was on. And I talked to him. Said, well, now he turns and turns and turns. Now the hammer is rising. And I tried up it in order to bring it down. It's still in the air. And shortly afterwards, Harold Abrams came to me and said, you tried up, didn't you? I said, yes. He said, didn't you have a flower piece? I said, what do you mean a flower piece? Watch me. And he had a wooden tray, and he had a kind of string or cord through it to keep this in horizontal position. And there he had written down about the weather, about building the stadium, about this. And whenever I get stuck, I read some of those flower pieces to fill in. You should have had a flower piece, I said, and said, it might have disappeared behind the clouds. Isn't it amazing that clouds always, you would have, and then you could have brought it down. I said, yes, I never got the job to talk about the Olympic Games, but I always remember what Harold Abramson taught me, and I very often think of it when I do German television or so on, and then I think of it. But I did something for BBC, one which I just find the tape about. They wanted to know how it feels to be a refugee.
How does it feel to be a refugee?
Exile. He said to me, how is it to be in exile? I said, I'm not in exile. He said, but you must feel that you are in exile. I said, from what? You are not in exile if you do not want to change that situation. You are only in exile if you feel you are exiled from something, excluded from something. But I'm not excluded from anything. When people ask me in German, somewhere, wouldn't you like, could you live in Germany again? I said, of course I could, but I don't want to. Of course it's a beautiful country, and people are very nice to me. Of course I could live there. I've got friends and make friends, but I don't want to. And they accept that at once. So we love you to come here and stay with us or whatever it is, but we know it can only be for a purpose. And then just was invited. So I said, I'm sorry, I'm only coming if you can guarantee that I can speak in schools. And they come back, yes, we have arranged with that in that school that you talk to. I said, not to the kids, to the 60 million girls. And of course, that is so much easier over there. They have, it's their history. They learn it in school, they go to camps, they must go to camps. There's not one boy in the upper school that has not been called concentration camp.
Do they learn it in the way you approve of, though?
They learn it as a part of their history, and they learn it also as to overcome their generation gap. The parents are in between. If they're too young, even generation of cruel to their children. I met people that I was in the Hitler Youth, I know they had it even so on. But I met also people that I was in, I loved the Hitler Youth. Like one broadcast together with Apple, who was the head of what we call BBC, in charge. And we talked about Dean, who was a personal very famous in sports. Very great man. But at the end of the war, he gave a speech in the stadium on very classical lines about Marathon and Thermopylae, and where he said to the Persians came, all right, if the Persians will be so strong that the clouds will be darkened by their arrows. And so he said, then we fight for Greece. Then we fight in the shadow of the arrows. He said, that will happen. The Russians will fire against that. We will fire the shadow of their gun. And he went to the defensive bridges. The Hitler Youth is also where we know now all refused to go. They are shot in a little valley near the Olympic Stadium. Executed. Terrible story. And we went to a bridge to defend it. And he was not even a member of the party. Just after that speech, we went with him, and Apple said, the last I saw him, when he was cycling in the direction away from the Russians. And we were defending the bridges, and how many of us survived. And this man today has in Germany roads called after him, and streets after him, and he's a very honored because of service to sport. But he had no character. I mean, he went from his life ended on this, and then he is a somebody like Bert, or at least of that standing, or Dimbleby, and he attacks him wherever. And we had a broadcast, and he tried to take me in. And I said, no, I can't. I know only him as a sportsman, Marius. But he had no character, and adjusted himself to everything. But he was not even a member of the party. Even the Nazis didn't. This is a very unfortunate picture, but one doesn't. So we had quite a discussion on our television about that.
Well, Mr. Mayor, thank you very much indeed for telling me so much about your Shoah experience, I must say, mustn't I? Not the Holocaust. Or would you rather I said Holocaust?
No.
Thank you very much indeed.
Shoah and Holocaust.